views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to experience the truth. Welcome to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Truth Talk Radio is a hit show that will illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. Unleash your intuitive nature while Deb helps you stop looking outside yourself for value and happiness, breakthrough patterns, and move into your authentic truth at lightning speed. Truth Talk Radio will leave you feeling lighter, help you live with more presence, passion, and clarity, and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Now, here's your host, Deb Acker.
Hello, everyone. I'm Deb Acker, and you are listening to Truth Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me for the next hour as I help you experience the truth, nothing but the truth. Each month on the first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking about the most recent energies coming through and interviewing some of the most gifted, inspiring, unique souls, speakers, and authors, all to help you to move into more light, love, and of course, truth. And before we get started today, I'd like to start out today's show with an intention. And my intention for today's show is that everyone that needs to hear this conversation hears it, and that you leave with a fresh perspective and any new awarenesses that want to come through and any new awarenesses that your angels and guides want to share with you today. And so with that, I'd like to introduce today's guest, Tanya Richardson. We've had her on the show before, and she always shares with a generous heart and strong guidance. And she's a professional psychic and mind-body green contributor. She's been interviewing people about their encounters with angels for over a decade, and her books include Angel Insights, Forever in My Heart, A Grief Journal, Heaven on Earth, Angel Intuition, which is coming out in the fall of 2018, and Zen Teen. And you can find out more about her and book a reading at TanyaBlessings.com. So with that, I'd like to welcome her to the show. Welcome, Tanya. How are you?
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah. It's great to have you here today. I'm excited for today's conversation. It's going to be a ton of fun. So I'm sure, you know, obviously we've had you on the show before, but I want to ask you to share a little bit of your story with us and really how you sort of got, you know, on this path of obviously being an author and a psychic. And so I'd love to hear more about that the journey to that and working with your guides and angels.
Yeah, well, I could tell you about becoming a psychic. I could also teach people while I'm telling that story, if they aren't already familiar, about something called the four clairs. So the way that psychics receive information, there are four main avenues. They call them the four clairs. The first one is, or one of them is clairaudience. That's where you hear voices in your mind that aren't one of your own thoughts. And then there is clairsentience. That's the most common of the clairs. That's where you get gut instincts, or you can feel other people's emotions and energy. There is clairvoyance. That's where you get images in your mind that tell you things, that they come fully formed, flashing in your mind as an image, kind of like a movie or a picture in your mind. And then the last one is claircognizance, and that involves your intellect, where you get downloaded lots of information very quickly, just like you download something to your computer. It happens in an instant if you have a good connection. And so with heaven, they can download things to your mind very quickly. So the first, I had psychic episodes as a child, but because I was a preteen, I didn't really know what to do with them or understand. I didn't have any context for it. So when I was in my 20s, I started getting my clairaudience, which is the voice that I hear. And it started telling me just things about myself. I recognized it as a voice that wasn't my own voice or one of my own thoughts. And I started calling it my little voice, which was fun. And then as I started learning more about angels and reading more about, I had always visited psychics, but as I started to study intuition and just really in my own spare time, it opened up my own psychic ability, and I started to get clairvoyant images very often. I started to get messages about people with my little voice just by meeting them or seeing them in the news. So all of this blossomed, and I started giving readings. And the claircognizance is one of the interesting clairs. That's where you just get a bunch of information about someone very quickly. And it's really useful in a psychic reading because it allows me to understand the personalities of the client that I'm talking to, and also the personalities of the people in their lives, because I can just tune in and get a hit really quickly and know, oh, they're this type of person, this is their history, et cetera, et cetera. And it happens very quickly. It's just placed in my mind, so that way I don't lose any time in the reading, and we can make the most of the hour or hour and a half that I have with a client. And I do have a background in books and magazines, so I was able to just start writing books about my experiences. And so because I was a trained writer, I was able to get book deals and things like that and write articles for Mind Body Green. So that has helped me kind of get the word out about myself.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, and I'm curious too, and I hope it's okay to ask you about this a little bit, but like a lot of my work is all rooted in pain and it's in grief. And I'm curious, how did your mom's passing impact, you know, your gifts, and how did that open you? What was that like?
Yeah, I don't think that impacted my gifts at all. My mom passed away of AIDS when I was 17, but we had been estranged for about 2 years prior to that. And basically at 18 years old, I found myself out on my own and having to just go get a job and pay for an apartment and all this stuff that at 18, I was not very capable of doing well or prepared to do. And so I think like many people, I've had some pretty intense challenges in my life. In some ways, I'm sure I've had a charmed life compared to other people, but I've had definitely some pretty extreme challenges thrown my way. And I think that that has helped me have greater compassion for other people, you know? So I think that it helps me to connect with people who are going through something very difficult. I also had a lot of health issues in my 30s. There's, you know, I've had to go through times where I really had to heal my finances. So all of this kind of work that I was called to do on myself and learn about psychology and learn about subconscious patterns and blocks and how our childhoods affect our current reality as adults, all of that stuff I was learning about for myself, but has really served me very well in working with my clients, if that makes sense. So you could make the argument that some of this was meant to happen to me to make me a more full-bodied healer. However, it's a bit cold comfort to say that to people. So I think you sometimes have to qualify that, because I think that spirit sends us these very challenging situations that are possibly part of our soul contract. And in some ways, we can't get out of it. I couldn't get out of the fact that my mother was dying of AIDS when I was 17 and that we were estranged and then I was out on my own. I couldn't really get out of that part of my soul contract. But I think what's interesting to look at with people is, how can we make this journey better? Here are the cold, hard facts of your journey. How can we make the most of the hand you've been dealt? And that's what I work with my clients. How can we really make this the best experience possible, no matter what you're going through right now that you can't avoid?
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. I will say, like, so I'm not sure if you're familiar at all with my background, but my mom passed away as well when I was 17.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Which is why I was like, I have to ask her about that, because I knew that we had kind of some parallel paths in that way. And it was a different version of being out on my own, because my dad is still living, but my parents were divorced when I was really young. So it was one of those things where, it was a different dynamic when she had passed, right? I had my grandma, her mother was still living, so she was helping and taking care of us, but it was definitely a different dynamic than, say, you know, two parents that are living together and obviously still married. I definitely agree with you in terms of, like, I believe in infinite possibilities, right? And I believe that we're always creating our reality. And, I believe that, you know, there's things that, like, so part of my journey has been to clear the abandonment pattern, right? Which started when my dad left when I was two and then continued on when my mom passed away. And that's been an abandonment pattern for me that's been in many lifetimes. And so it's just one of those things where I believe that I picked, you know, sort of picked parents that could really serve me with that and that could really help so that I could, you know, potentially have the option, right, of clearing that pattern and shifting that pattern in this lifetime.
So, yeah, it's interesting. I have the abandonment issues with my father as well. And it's funny, you know, I think that those issues are so much more common than we realize. You know, often I'll get on the phone with a client and it's, I do get clients who say, oh, my childhood was just hunky-dory. You know, my parents made the mistake. Sure, they were human, but, you know, basically it was pretty normal and pretty functional. That is, you know, I think sadly kind of the rarity. I would say the angels are giving me almost a number of about 70% of people will say, you know, there was really something, you know, that happened during my formative childhood years that I'm still dealing with that was pretty dysfunctional. And it just runs the gamut of dysfunction or that runs the gamut of experience. So I think it's really great, like you said, Deb, to, you know, get help from a counselor, see a psychic, read some books, do some things to realize that these things are still affecting you now. And you really have to kind of get in there and do a little bit of heavy lifting with your patterns to start shifting them and healing them and create new paradigms for yourself. So you're not, like you said, replaying this abandonment pattern that you're very familiar with.
Right, right. And I mean, I encourage our audience, like, just to share, like, you can shift these, right? You don't have to, these don't have to define you in the way that they take you down or you just keep recreating them your entire lifetime in this lifetime. You know, it's a lot of like, I wrote a post, I don't know if you saw the post, but I wrote a post around clearing pain, right? Like that's like the thing that I love to do most, right? Is to help people with abandonment and clearing pain and, you know, grief and divorce and all these different patterns that we think, okay, well, these are things that hurt and they're just there and I'm just gonna have to deal with them. And you can, you know, if we think about all the way a lot of those feel in our bodies, and we're talking about, you know, all the intuition, which is all related to the body too, right? And if we think about the way that those feel in your body, they feel heavy and you don't have to carry those with you in a way that they take you down, right? You can, there are ways that you can clear them so that they can actually take you higher and they can rise you up. And that's been gratefully my experience after years and years of being in therapy and unsuccessful therapy and doing a lot of work on myself. I really went on this quest to figure out how do you shift these, right? How do you actually change these so you don't have to live with them in a way that they really hurt you or take you down. So
yeah, and I think there's many ways you can do it, but it's funny. Yeah. I think it's probably individual to each person. You know, everyone has their own journey with this stuff, and so it's, you know, ask for help, read books, get in there, try different things, see what works for you. And it's probably going to be one of those, you know, the angels are giving me a clairvoyant image of when you're making a smoothie, you know, when you're doing a healing of something, it's like you put in the banana and the berries and the yogurt and the protein mix. So it's one of those things when you're trying to heal these patterns, you'll probably need a couple different tools or a couple different people to help. And it'll be, you know, up to the individual to decide which ones are serving them best.
Exactly. And you'll know if you're working with someone and it's not working. Like, I definitely encourage you, you know, it's interesting because in the years I spent in therapy and kind of just, I had awareness of my story, but like that awareness alone wasn't shifting it. You know, it took a while. I always say like change is one of those things where, it took a while for me to go, okay, I'm actually ready to do something different. For like a long time, I just stayed in therapy hoping something was going to change in that dynamic, and it wasn't. But, you know, so you'll know when you're ready for actually something to be different. And not only are you ready for that, but you're ready to you know, make a new choice, try something different. So I'm totally with you. I think it's about finding the people that can really support you, the people that you feel called to. And I think it's really about, you know, just finding who resonates and following that and following your intuition, which we are talking about today. And there was something you mentioned when you were talking about with all the Claires, and many times too, as we peel back, like, so I know we're all conditioned to think that only certain people are intuitive, but we're all intuitive, and most of us through our childhood patterns, through what we're talking about today, have shut down that intuition. And if you peel back those patterns, right, if you peel back the layers, that's one way to start to access your intuition. And so, you know, I want I want to ask you, basically, so let's dive a little bit deeper into really how can we, you know, how can people start to improve, you know, their intuition and really peel back those layers?
Yeah, well, first of all, don't be intimidated by it, because not everybody's going to start hearing voices. So, you know, that's one of the more rare psychic gifts, as is clairvoyance. So that might happen for you. It you know, probably won't for most people, but that doesn't mean you still don't have an incredibly strong intuition. And it doesn't mean that you can't have instances of clairaudience or clairvoyance happen during your life. So I think it's about not boxing yourself in and realizing that your intuition is really powerful, whoever you are. Some people are just naturally more intuitive than others, but we all have a strong sixth sense. And no matter where you are, in my next book, I talk about the intuition spectrum, and we all kind of fall somewhere on there, probably naturally, just like everything in life is a spectrum. You know, I'm a terrible athlete on the athlete spectrum. I'm not so hot, you know, but everything is kind of on a spectrum. And but no matter where you fall naturally on that spectrum, you can dramatically improve your intuition just with study and practice. So any you know, books, if you're strong in clairsentience, which is where you're getting the gut instincts and you're very sensitive to energy and emotions, which is the majority of my clients are very strong in that and they're sensitive people, then, you know, get books on intuition, get books on empaths, get books on energy clearing, get books on this kind of stuff. And it will start to, you know, just reading those words the angels are reminding me will start to open you up. Do the exercises in the books. Another thing I was telling a friend recently, and she laughed at me, and then she realized that I was right. She was talking to someone else, and they agreed with me, and then she tried it, and it worked. One of the best ways you can open up your intuition, it sounds very mundane, but is to take very good care of your physical body. You know, the body requires certain vitamins and minerals and supplements to be running well. Your adrenals need to be getting protein and food and rest regularly. The better you take care of yourself, just basic self-care, the more grounded you will be. And always, always, the more grounded you are, the more you will be able to access and improve your intuition. So whatever makes you be, you know, take very good care of that physical body. And then do the things that make you feel you know, grounded, like having a natural flow to your days, a good routine and rhythm that feels comfortable and fun, but not too stressful. All of that stuff will really help you improve your intuition. And your diet in particular, the more you can eat clean, the better your intuition will open up and flourish. So really eating organic, you know, if you don't eat meat, that's absolutely fine, but make sure you're getting enough protein and eat organic, lay off the sugar, definitely lay off the caffeine, because most people who are attracted to intuition and this kind of stuff are what we call highly sensitive people. And there's a great book by a psychologist named Dr. Elaine Aron, who wrote a book in the 90s called The Highly Sensitive Person. So if you haven't read that book and you're listening to this show, run out and get it, because it's definitely probably you. And highly sensitive people have very adept and sensitive nervous systems. They're almost hyper perceptive and hyper aware of things. So you will probably, if you get, if you are drinking, you know, sometimes even one cup of coffee will do this to those people. Any caffeine can just overload those very delicate nervous system that can pick up on everything. Putting caffeine or too much caffeine or sugar or alcohol will just completely overload that very delicate system, and you'll miss a lot of, you know, very delicate, subtle, intuitive hits. The other thing I would say is get in touch with your spiritual guidance squad, you know. So sometimes it's good to, and on your spiritual guidance squad can be angels, archangels, ascended masters like Buddha or Jesus. It can be spirit guides. It can be relatives who've passed on. And then, of course, it's always on that spiritual guidance squad is your higher self. And that is that why you always hear people in, you know, spiritual circles talk about your higher self. And I just like to explain it as it's kind of that wise part of yourself that's more connected to spirit and can look at your life more objectively and can download wisdom from spirit a little bit easier. So try and, you know, play around with, you know, I have an exercise in my Angel Insights book about getting some of your guardian angel names. And you can just give them a name. If there's a name that you've always liked since you were a child, or maybe you named a pet that, or maybe you named a stuffed animal that, just pick that as your angel name if you don't get one intuitively. And you can start talking to that angel and praying to that angel and journaling to that entity. And that could also increase the angels are telling me that could increase the synchronicities you're seeing. Because part of intuition, it's a two-way street. You know, you're asking heaven for guidance. You're asking them for information. You're asking them for synchronicities. You're asking them for opportunities. And one of the ways that we open the door to that is with our free will, by asking. So they'll always send us that information. But the more you ask, the more you're going to get. So if you can feel a connection or pinpoint someone on your spiritual guidance squad that makes your spiritual guidance squad seem real and makes heaven and spirit seem real, you'll be more apt to ask them for guidance and help. And that will actually increase the synchronicities and the intuitive hits that you get.
Yeah, no, that's really great. I love that you're factoring in diet, because that's kind of that's something I haven't had. I mean, it makes sense, but it's just something that that I haven't heard before. I will too. Which is cool. It makes perfect sense. I will say too, like, you know, because I have all the four clairs too. But when I was first starting, so when I was a kid, just like you, I had that experience where I knew things, but I didn't realize why I knew them. And I remember, I've told the story before on the show, but I do remember sitting in a movie theater once and these people walking in kind of in the middle of the show, and it being back in the day where people would hop, like movie hop from, they try to get
right. I remember that. Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and I remember kind of saying to my mom, cause I put my feet up on the chair. And I remember, you know, saying to my mom, you know, my mom's like, get your feet down, you know? And I was like, they didn't pay to be here. And I must've said it loud enough because they got up and they either moved or left the theater. So, you know, it was when she's like, how did you know that? I was like, I just knew, you know? And so, I will say, like, you know, those gut feelings and knowings, I think that, like you're saying, it's a lot less tangible, but you can clear, like, what happened to me is, like, my third eye got cleared, so then I was able to, you know, to bring in the clairvoyance, and my hearing is definitely my weakest, I would say, out of all of them, but yet I still have that as well. So there is, no matter where you are, you know, in being intuitive, there are ways to clear the parts of you that aren't. You can clear the blocks that stop you from, like, say, for instance, if something happened to you when you're a child and you shut off your ability to see because it was too scary for you to see it, you can clear that so that you can actually create a pathway for you to be clairvoyant. So I just want to...
Yeah, and that might be true. I don't want to set people up to be disappointed, you know, because sometimes I'll get clients that say, I never hear voices, I never hear... And I really, you know, I think that's great that it works for you and your clients. And I just would say to anybody out there, if that doesn't work, that's okay. Everyone's intuition is very unique. So the way that one person gets, you know, and as Deb said, some people are dominant in some things and a little bit weaker in others, you know. So it's, you know, just play around with it and be very open. And, you know, they're telling me one thing that could, you know, don't be perfectionistic with it, or don't have certain goals with it. You know, like, I'm going to be clairvoyant, damn it. You know, just, you know, because that stifling energy will kind of choke it off, and it will make you, this is not about performance. This is about you kind of getting to know yourself. And like Deb said, probably the more relaxed you are and the more you get to know yourself and heal yourself, the more things that will naturally come to you that are already in you. So that's all I would add, is just don't be perfectionistic, or don't try and have a certain goal. Like, I've got to get one of the clairs, or, you know, whatever. That's fun information to have, but you can kind of throw it out and just start playing around with things. And synchronicities is one thing I always say, tell people to play around with, you know, ask for guidance and then look for the signs. And that's something that is really fun. It's one of those intuitive exercises. You can get an immediate response often from spirit over the next day or two. So play around with that, and that could build up your confidence and make you feel like, yeah, I am intuitive. I asked for a sign and I got it, and wow, I feel like a rock star.
Yeah, well, and I love that you're saying the word play, right? Because I think that that's so important. I think if you start to go like, I need to be intuitive, or you put like what you're saying, right? You contract the energy, you put a lot of pressure on it showing up in a certain way or it occurring in a certain way. That's when you're going to stifle the energy. That's when the energy is going to contract. So I think it's definitely important to just to be in that play mode and that like aspect of like, oh, I'm going to try this. I'm going to experiment with this. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to touch on this. Another thing that's come up for me that my guides have worked with me on a lot has been all around black and white thinking, because for a long time I was using my intuition to like one of my teachers was like, just ask about everything, right? You know, should I do this? What about this? But what ended up happening is I got into this pattern of black and white thinking, right? Where I was like, there's only one right answer, and my intuition, my guides, my angels are going to give me the right answer. And mm-hmm. So now my guide has been playing with me on, you decide, trust yourself, right? Like you know the answer. So just trust whichever direction, and that there is no, you know, one right way, right? No one right.
Yeah.
Answer.
And it's, yeah, I'm very against black and white thinking as well. And it's easy as a human to fall into it because it feels comfortable and safe. You know, there's a yeah. right answer, there's a wrong answer, but that's really rarely true. And especially within intuition, you're often dealing with some things with a field of possibilities. Some things are possible for you in this moment or this situation, others aren't. But even within that realm of what is possible, there's probably a couple of good options that, like you said, you can play with. So, and also the future is somewhat unpredictable because we have a little thing called free will of humans, and there's a lot of them running around on the planet. So it's very hard to pinpoint things in the future sometimes because there's so much in flux with all those little humans running around with their free will.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing is like, you know, it can be, it can feel comfortable. You touched on this, right? It can feel comfortable. It can feel safe to know the answer, to think that there's only one right answer. But the thing mm-hmm. is, it kind of, part of the journey, it sort of ruins the fun, right? Like
it's true. It takes away the mystery, which is part of the fun. It's like you don't want to read a novel and know what's going to happen at every page. You want to be excited and follow the journey. So I agree. It makes it more adventurous when you don't quite know how things are going to work out. And that's one of the wonderful things of life. We never truly know what tomorrow is going to bring. We just can't.
Right. And even if someone reads it as, oh, this is going to happen tomorrow, like there's no guarantees. Like, for
yeah, I like to give, you know, it's funny. I like to give people percentages sometimes. If someone's saying, what is, you know, how is this going to work out with this man? Is this, you know, job going to be given to me? I'll often get a percentage, like I get a 40% or I get a 95%. And it just lets people know what their odds are. And it also reminds them, you know, there is a chance it may not work out. Even if everything's really lining up, there still could be a 1% chance it won't work out. So I really like the angels told me those. They love to give people percentages and odds, which is like angels at Vegas, right?
So we are going to talk more about the angels because we haven't really been delved into that at all. You are listening to Truth Talk. I'm your host, Deb Acker. We're going to take a break and we will be right back with more.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Isn't it time to put your health first, to give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Welcome back to Truth Talk. I am your host, Deb Acker. Today, I am talking with Tanya Richardson about angels and intuition and accessing all these cool things that are available to us that can really help guide us in this life. And before we continue, I want to mention just a couple of things. First of all, sadly to say, but we're actually going to be closing Truth Talk Radio in the next. So November is our last month. So we've got one more show after this. I've been super honored to serve all of our listeners, to bring on some really, really cool guests. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And it's time for me to move on and to shift. So I invite you to find me, on my Facebook page. It's just Deborah Acker Coaching. I invite you to find me on my personal Facebook page, just at Deborah Acker. So I just wanted to share that. But we have got one more show, so that's awesome. And then the other thing, too, that I just want to mention is for anyone listening, I have an energy clearing that I put out recently, and you can find it on YouTube just under Deborah Acker Energy Clearing or at my website at just www.deborahacker.com/workshops. And it's just an energy clearing of the most common patterns I see in my female clients. It's free, so I invite you to go check it out. It's awesome. I've had so much great feedback. People have shared a ton of great feedback, everything from new clients to feeling better. And so if you feel called, I definitely invite you to that. And also, Tanya, can you share with us where people can find you as well?
Yeah, my professional name is kind of Tanya Carol Richardson, and you can find me, my website is tanyablessings.com or tanyarichardson.com. And I have a free newsletter there you can sign up for. I have all the information about how to book a psychic reading with me and testimonials. And I have my books listed there. Angel Insights is my book that came out last year about angels. And I have another one coming out in 2018. And you can get some links to my mindbodygreen.com stories. I write a lot for Mind Body Green. So if you even want to go on their website and just search my name, you can kind of go down a fun rabbit hole and read some of my articles.
Cool, cool. So before the break, we were talking about intuition, and we started just to touch on angels. And I really want to dive into angels because they're so awesome. I love them. I love connecting with them. They're like so much fun, and our guides too. And so I want to delve deeper into this. I know you had mentioned there's three main types of angels. Can you share more about that with us?
Yeah, that's what I like to teach people is there are about three main types of angels they can work with. The first you've probably heard of a lot, guardian angels. Those are the most popular in our culture. And those angels have been with us. If past lives resonates with you and your spiritual traditions, then they've been with us even in past lives as well. But they're certainly there with us before we're born and helping us plan out our life path. And they also stay with us. They're angels that are just yours. You know, they only belong to you. They follow you and watch out for you. I find that many people have between about 3 to 5 guardian angels, but it depends on your life purpose and challenges, how many that you might have or need. Then there are archangels. Archangel Michael is one of the most popular, and he loves to be called on, so you can call on him anytime. But there are many archangels, and they all have kind of a specialty or archetypes that they embody. And they are angels who can be with as many people. They're more like spirit. They can be with as many people as they need to at once. So you can call somebody here today, can call on Archangel Michael. Somebody in Melbourne can call on him at the same time, although there's a slight time difference. But any thousands of people can be calling millions of people on Archangel Michael. And because of the mystery of faith, he actually can be with all of those people at once because they don't have the same kind of physical body that we do. They're a very large presence, have a lot of energy and power. And unlike guardian angels, they haven't taken vows to just be with one person. So they're all over the place. And there's also another kind of angel that I find that clients and people who read my books get really excited about. They're called helper angels, and those are freelance angels. So they just float around looking for a job, just like freelance. I like to imagine them at a little angel cafe checking their email and having a latte and wondering what they're going to do that day. And they can stay with you for as long or as little as you need, but they all have specialties. So if you're if you're at the DMV and the line is moving slow because the computer's broken, you can say, I need a helper angel with technical experience to help this situation. Or if you're at, a family reunion and you're losing your patience with a relative, you can say, I need a diplomat helper angel who's really good with patience and serenity to come in and help me. In anything you can think of, helper angels, people like to call on them a lot when they're going through healing journeys, you know, and they want someone to be with the doctors or to be with them to calm their energy. So call on those helper angels, and you just have to think it. You just have to ask, and it happens. So, and they'll stay with you for as long or as little as you need them. So those are the three type of angels I encourage people to work with.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting because a friend of mine, we were having a conversation and she had brought up, and I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are on this. She said, did you know, because I've been traveling a ton, and she's like, did you know that there's flight angels? And I was like, oh, that's so interesting, yeah. You know, and so then next time I'm on the plane, I'm like.
Yeah, and you can call on them. And I think she's absolutely right. And there are certain, in my book, Angel Insights, one of the examples I give are hospital angels. But it's the idea that there's an angel who is kind of attached to a certain place, like an airplane or your home or a hospital. And they're there just to help the people who are passing through that space and also the energy of that space. So I agree with her 100%. There are angels who are attached to trains and attached to planes and hospitals. And even, you know, sometimes if someone is concerned about the energy of their home, I've actually helped people help ghosts who are living in the home pass on into the light. And one thing you can do is call in a house angel to just come and sit in the home and keep the energy nice and clear and even. And that angel is a helper angel, and they just really are there in the house. You know, they're for the house and the energy of the house, and they don't leave the house. So unlike your guardian angels, it would travel with you when you leave the home.
Yeah. And it was interesting. She's like, they specifically, she said she had the sense that they showed themselves to her. There was two of them on the flight. And she's like, they showed themselves to me because there was a medical, she's an ER doctor as well as an intuitive. they had a medical emergency on the flight. And so she said that they wanted her to know that they were there before all this happened. And so that's interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I think it's really, really important to mention. I know you touched on this too, but one of the things you were talking about was making sure, like, if you want help from an angel, then make sure to ask for it, right? Like, it's like they always go by free will. So I'm curious, what other suggestions do you have with working with the angels?
Well, yeah, and it's kind of a both and. Will angels help you if you don't ask? Of course, they absolutely will. But the thing I like to underscore to people is that we always think of angels as these incredibly powerful spiritual beings. Humans are also incredibly powerful spiritual beings, and the angels see us as, we're different than angels, but they see us as just as powerful and just, and to be respected just as much as they are. That's part of why they devote their lives to helping us. So we're partners, you know, in crime, they're telling me. So, but they see us as equal, you know, in crime, I'm making a joke, but angels would never help me commit crime. But the point is, they respect you as much as you respect them. So they're bowing to your free will in some circumstances. So if you are, you know, heck bent on doing something a certain way, they can't always stop you or intervene because they respect your free will because you are also a powerful spiritual being. So they will step in as much as they are allowed to or feel they can. But you really increase the guidance and the intervention they're able to do when you ask with your free will, because this is kind of your, in part, this is your obstacle course. Your life is your obstacle course to get through how you want. And angels are here to help facilitate. So they really do respect and honor, is the word that you, angels are using, your free will. So if you want to maximize your potential, your angel factor, then definitely get in the habit of, it doesn't have to, if you love ritual, you can use formal prayer. But all you have to do is think or pray or write in your journal and just ask for something. And it can be in a very casual way. And that's enough to let them know that you need help with this situation and that you're asking for them and basically allowing them to step in and do more.
Yeah, no, that's beautiful. It's definitely like, I always just like usually would say out loud, like, hey guys and angels, can you help me with this? And then it can be that simple. Right. And so then, I think that's awesome.
And, you know, the angels are reminding me they can't always do it. You know, there are certain things that we, you know, and unfortunately there are certain things they can't spare us from, or they can't help us in exactly the way we want them to, but they will always do the absolute best that they can to show us grace and mercy. And when you ask for things specifically, it gives them more power to do that.
Yeah. And I think I'm glad that you mentioned that too, because some people are like, well, why do bad things happen then if you've got all these guides and angels around you? And sometimes part of your journey, and many times, you know, because of the way we're wired as humans, pain, unfortunately, has the potential to wake us up. And so many times something has, you know, it sucks that it has to be that way, because it really doesn't, but it's like many times pain has this potential to really help us to really awaken as beings. And so sometimes our soul, even though our human self, like, why would I ever ask for that? Sometimes our soul says, well, I want more. And so
it's, I definitely would agree with that. The thing I would add, you know, because that's become very popular in spirituality, that, you know, our soul chooses these challenges. It's how we grow and strengthen and deepen our compassion and become more whole and heal our issues. Also, we are allowed to make bad mistakes and bad choices and deal with the ramifications of them. That's part of the earth plane. There is a cause and effect, an action and reaction. So you are allowed to make a really crummy decision and then have to pick up the pieces. So sometimes, you know, an angel will give you guidance saying, honey, you don't want to make this decision. You're going to have to pick up the pieces. And because you have that strong free will and you're a strong spiritual being, you'll go ahead and do it. And the angels will have to honor that. In that case, all they can do is help you pick up the pieces as best you can and give you as much grace and mercy in the situation as possible. But angels do send us, you know, they'll try and send us red flags, they're saying. So if you're about to make a decision that really isn't for your highest good, they will send you red flags and intuitive hits. You know, sometimes we ignore those because we get so excited about the path we want to take, or we're so sure that we're right that we sometimes, you know, don't register those intuitive hits or disregard them. But even if they see you about to make a decision they think you'll regret, they do try and warn you or stop you. But many times it's up to you to make the call on things. But the good thing is, you know, it's just life. You can make a bad decision, and then, you know, the angels have told me that the universe and spirit gives you as many second chances as you need. So don't ever think that because you've made a bad financial decision or a bad romantic decision or a bad situation or a bad decision with your health, that's not the end of the story. The angels will always be there with a new opportunity to help you make a better decision. As many times as they need to give you that opportunity, it will be given to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're going to finish the show with an energy thing, but before we do, I would love to, like, any final points, either from the angels, anything that they want to share, anything you want to share about your, I know you have a bunch of amazing books, anything that you want to share about that before we close?
Yeah, I would just say that if you're curious about angels and intuition and sensitivity, I have a book out right now called Angel Insights you'd probably like. If you're grieving, I have a great grief journal called Forever in My Heart. And also the angels are telling me to remind people that it's very turbulent waters in the earth right now, you know? So I think a lot of sensitive people are just picking up on the fact that there's a lot of change. There's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of things happening. I really feel like that will settle and calm down over the next 2 years. Let's cross our fingers. But there, I have been told, you know, sometimes I will get a client on the phone who's sensitive and they're picking up on the energy secondhand. And one of the ways you can help protect yourself from that is only tune into the news as much as you need to get the headlines. You know, give yourself sabbaticals where you're not following everything blow by blow. Also, just take extra good care of yourself by listening to soothing nature sounds, reading a nice book, giving yourself an hour of downtime a day. Really do those things to help protect your nervous system. And remember, you know, also the angels say, tune into the good news. You know, go find a story about someone helping somebody else or, you know, something funny that happened. You know, make sure you're getting the whole picture of the earth because it's not just bad, turbulent things that are happening. There's a lot of wonderful things happening too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and I love that you brought that up. Like I always mention about, it's like what we're choosing to feed ourselves, right? And it's not just food, but it's like, what are you choosing to feed your mind, right? And so I think it is really, really important in terms of managing your energy and protecting yourself. And just like you said, it's like you can get the headlines and still know exactly what's going on and not have it toxifying your energy or taking you down or having you feel bad. So especially for the empaths out there and the people that are super sensitive, myself included, you know, I know when everything was with everything that's been going on, I know I've had to be very, very vigilant about what I'm watching, about what I'm reading and about, you know, just everything that I'm listening to and even the conversations that I'm having with people, because I know a lot of times we like to go down the rabbit hole. Again, that can be part of our human wiring, and you have to be protective and make sure you're managing that in a healthy way.
Yep, sounds good.
Yeah, cool. So we are going to finish today's talk with an energy clearing. It's an intuitive energy clearing, right? So we're going to clear out the patterns and blocks around intuition. For those of you who are new to my energy clearings, basically what we're going to be doing, and I'm going to walk you through this step by step, but we're going to be bringing light all the way through the body. And I always say the light is the truth of who we are, and it's the truth of who we came here to be. And then I'm going to have you expand that out 5 feet, 10 feet, all the way out to the entire universe. And I always say that that's the return to us being infinite beings in a body, and that's really the return to our power and being expansive and open. And then from there, I might say something like, everywhere you're not listening to yourself, right? And you want to see that coming out of your body. And I'll have you breathe into positive alternatives like truth, like light, like intuition. And so if there's some other positive alternative that comes up, feel free to breathe that in as well. But other than that, I also say, you know, I'm going to have you close your eyes, but if you're driving, do not close your eyes or operating heavy machinery, no closing your eyes. So, with that, I'm just going to have you guys close your eyes and place your feet nice and flat on the floor and just taking a nice deep breath and just breathing in through your nose and filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. And just exhaling out. Good. And just one more time, just taking a nice deep breath, just breathing in through your nose and filling your belly and the sides of the body, the chest and the legs with air. Just exhaling out. and just connecting to the light that's 300 feet above your head. And we naturally do this when we pray. So just see, sense, or feel that light, whatever comes up for you naturally. Good. And just beginning to allow this liquid light to come down in through your forehead, down past your eyes, allowing you to see the truth of who you are and see the truth of who you came here to be at all times. Good. And just moving this liquid golden light into your nose and ears, allowing you to hear the truth of who you are and hearing the truth of who you came here to be at all times. And just moving this liquid light down into your mouth and into your throat, allowing you to speak out the truth of who you are and speaking out the truth of who you came here to be at all times. And just seeing this liquid golden light coming across your shoulders and down into your heart, allowing you to feel the truth of who you are good and feeling the truth of who you are meant to be at all times. And just moving that liquid light down into your solar plexus, which is your power center. And our solar plexus is right below our chest. And when we are in our power, we are always in our truth. Just seeing that golden light just filling your solar plexus. And just moving that liquid light down into your stomach and into your hips, allowing you to stand, ground in, and create the truth of who you are good and the truth of who you are meant to be at all times. And just connect, bringing that liquid light down your legs and out through your feet, allowing you to move from your truth and move towards your truth at all times. And just connecting into the center of the earth, the center of the earth that feels like mother's love good. It's all ooey and gooey and warm and nurturing. And Mother Earth, she is holding you there. And just bringing that liquid light back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, good, and up through your face. And again, just seeing like a liquid light shower, a liquid ray of light, liquid golden light just coming down, covering every crevice of your face, coming down your neck and across your shoulders, down into your torso, good, down your hips, down your legs, and out through your feet. And just back up through your feet, up through your legs, up through your torso, and up through your face. And just expanding that liquid light from above and below, expanding that from your heart, and see that light covering the entire room that you're in, just allowing your body just to open, expand, and breathe. Good, and just opening, expanding, and breathing. Good, and just expanding out into the entire building that you're in, wherever you are located. Just open, expanding, and breathing. And just open, expanding, and breathing. And just seeing that liquid light covering the entire city you're in, wherever you are. Again, just open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And seeing that liquid light covering the entire state or country you're in, again, wherever you are located, just super, super, super big. And just open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. Just expanding out past the entire continent. Wherever you are, just super, super, super big. And just open, expanding, and breathing. And open, expanding, and breathing. And expanding out past the entire world, past all the countries and past all the continents, just super, super, super big, and just open, expanding, and breathing, and open, expanding, and breathing, and out past the entire universe, past all the planets, past all the galaxies, past all the stars, just super, super, super big, and just open, expanding, and breathing. Just open, expanding, and breathing. And just everywhere that you're not listening to yourself, everywhere you're not tuning into yourself, everywhere you're not tuning into your guidance, everywhere you're not tuning into your angels, just all versions of that. Anywhere where they could really support you, you could be really supported by doing a check-in. Just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth good, breathing in light, breathing in love, breathing in intuition good. Breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in intuition. And just everywhere where you're in any kind of black and white thinking, everywhere you're in any kind of right or wrong, yes, no, where something's an absolute, any version of that, any version of hard thinking, right, where you shut off the possibilities, all versions of that, just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in infinite possibilities, and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, and breathing in infinite possibilities. And any version of any patterns that are blocking you from your intuition, right? So any version of any patterns that are blocking you from your intuition, anywhere you're in perfectionism, anywhere that you basically you think that you're trying to determine a right and wrong, and anywhere where you're just shutting off any sort of possibilities, right? And anywhere you're shutting off any sort of guidance. Just exhaling that out of your body and just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, good, and breathing in intuition. One more time, just breathing in truth, breathing in light, breathing in love, and breathing in intuition. And just slowly bringing your energy back into your body. Really feeling your feet flat on the floor and your body wherever you are sitting or laying. Taking a nice deep inhale and exhale. And with that, I want to thank everyone for tuning into Truth Talk. And I want to thank Tanya Richardson so much for being here. Again, as a reminder, you can find her at tanyablessings.com. And if you liked this energy clearing, you can find another energy clearing of mine that's complimentary at my website at just www.deborahacker.com/workshops. And there's a video there of a free energy complimentary energy clearing that I offer. So I always love hearing from my audience. If you have a comment on the show or like to introduce yourself, you can send me a note on the contact page of my website. And there you can also sign up for my free Living in Your Truth Guide. So make sure to tune in 2 weeks as we'll be exploring the most recent energies, and that'll be our last show. And then in the meantime, I hope you have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Truth Talk Radio with your host, Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio every Wednesday at 3 Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the truth of who you are and who you came here to be. Each week, Deb interviews an inspiring guest and illuminates the truth to a wide range of topics, including love, life, purpose, career, consciousness, and abundance. Welcome to the world of infinite possibilities. For more information about Deb, including how to contact or work with her, visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com. Look forward to seeing you next week for more Truth Talk Radio.